Proclamation number 4997 of 9th of November, 1950. Death is conquered. Power of Satan broken by death on the cross. In the hour of Christ's crucifixion, the great act of redemption of the spiritual from Satan's bondage took place. His power was broken. He lost control over the spiritual embodied as a human being, as soon as he wanted to be free from him. Through his crucifixion, through his blood, the man Jesus had redeemed the whole of humanity from the one who is my adversary and did not want to release the spiritual, which his will had brought into being by using my strength. Hence humanity was no longer in a hopeless state. It could detach itself from his power if it had the will to do so, because the man Jesus had paid the purchase price with his blood. With this explanation, I want to make you humans understand that you are not hopelessly at Satan's mercy, that you can all liberate yourselves as soon as you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Redeemer, who sheltered my abundant strength of love within himself, which let him become a divine being which united with me eternally. Satan no longer has the power to force a person's will if he turns to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ himself. He can certainly tempt him in every way but never forcefully influence him, otherwise his power would still be unbroken. Death is overcome. Death is a state of complete powerlessness, a state of ruin and darkness. Death is overcome because Jesus Christ himself has conquered it, because he gives eternal life to the one who participates in his act of salvation, who is therefore willing to make use of the graces acquired by Jesus, who wants Jesus to have died for him too, that he also shed his blood for him in order to redeem him. Satan certainly still has great power, but only over people who have no faith in Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. There is power is still unbroken until they also place themselves under the cross of Christ and ask him for help against him. The love of the God-man Jesus is without limits, otherwise he would not have become one with me. And this love does not deny itself to anyone who comes to him and asks for help. He stands up for battle as an adversary against Satan if only the winning of a bound soul applies. And therefore every person's earnest prayer for protection and help against him will be heard, and Satan will only have power over a person if he willingly hands himself over to him. You humans can therefore firmly believe that Jesus' love is 1,000 times stronger than Satan's power, and that his love applies to every bound being which only lifts its eyes to him in its adversity. Satan certainly walks about like a roaring lion and seeks whom he devours. But Jesus Christ as one with me is also Lord over him. He is the good shepherd, who guards his sheep from the enemy, and his sheep include all who are not against him. He laid down his life for his sheep. Therefore he will not let any of them fall into the clutches of the enemy if they confess him in their hearts. For he has infinitely greater power because he has become one with me and possesses all strength and power from me. For he is my Son who, out of love, took humanity's guilt upon himself and sacrificed himself to me. And if you humans call upon him for help against your enemy, he will also hear you and snatch every soul from Satan which wants to escape from him. Only your will has to be directed towards him, who redeemed the world through his crucifixion. Amen.